I've got to tell you something, all of you. But I hope, I mean, I get personal on the radio. I tell these things. I did. I went to the, I may be the only person who has gone to the Betty Ford Center for addiction to Lou Malnati's pizza. It's a problem, but, and I may be the only one with, but I'm very proud of that problem. Mark Malnati, how are you?
How are you, Steve?
I am great. Thank you very much. You know, and this is the first question out of the box, and I hope you're not offended by it, but I think that if, and I know, I believe, if people who haven't been to Malnati's had the opportunity to talk about this, there was a concern. There was a sale. I don't know all the details about that. You can tell me. And the concern was Malnati's will no longer be like Malnati's. And I will tell you, I've been, and this is the honest truth, when I have friends or work colleagues that come to Chicago, oftentimes they want, who doesn't, Chicago pizza. And my choice is Lou Malnati's. And it's so I've been there many times since, and I haven't noticed any difference at all, one way or the other. It's the same thing. Can you comment on that?
Sure. You shouldn't notice any difference at all because, you know, when companies start growing, and we've been growing outside of Chicago now for the past several years, you know, it involves bringing in a lot more capital and a lot more risk, and so that's what we did. We brought in a financial partner, and like many growing companies do, and so you know, we sold some of our interest to that financial partner, but the same crew that's been involved in running Malnati's for over 50 years now is still running Malnati's, still putting the pizza out every day. So you should not notice a change.
All right. So I need to ask you about this. And this was all begun by a friend of mine, a veterinary behaviorist. And you're thinking, what is he going to ask me now? And she posted on Facebook, had nothing to do with veterinary medicine or dogs or cats. She posted she lives in St. Louis, but she's from the Detroit area, and said, I need some Buddy's. It was Buddy's Pizza. I need some Buddy's Pizza. That is the best pizza. Well, Lord, I mean, you wouldn't believe, or maybe you would, hundreds of responses, I believe. People screaming at each other, no, this pizza is the best. Now, of course, I chimed in immediately and said, Chicago deep dish pizza, Lou Malnati specifically, and people either said, yeah, Steve, you're totally right, or said, you're crazy. So what makes Chicago pizza Chicago pizza? Because people do seem to, and I don't know if you've noticed this, so if they're from New York, that's the pizza that they grew up with, and therefore that's the pizza, I would argue, then they haven't tasted Malnati's, but that is the pizza they tend to like. Can you comment on that?
Sure. Yeah, I think that is true. You know, I think that people grow up in a certain neighborhood. There's a certain pizza there that their family uses for celebrations, and that, you know, it just kind of wins over your heart. It becomes, you know, another member of your family. And you know, I appreciate Buddy's Pizza. I've eaten at Buddy's Pizza in Detroit, and Detroit pizza's, you know, it's pretty good. It's a little breadier. It's a little more like a focaccia, I think. The ingredients aren't as, you don't have the volume of cheese. Cheese is a little different. They use brick cheese. It's good. It's good. All pizza is pretty good, right?
Well, yes.
Chicago pizza, you know, we really look for a kind of a thin, buttery, flaky crust that kind of has sides that go high enough to hold, massive quantities of mozzarella and of sausage and pepperoni and vegetables, and, you know, whatever you want to use to assemble your pizza. And it's more of a meal. It's more of a, you know, let's sit down and we'll all share this together. It's, you know, you don't just kind of pick it up like a New Yorker does and, you know, drizzle it down your shirt as you're walking down Fifth Avenue. This is way more serious. I don't know. I mean, you've been to Betty Ford Clinic. You know what people are suffering from.
You know, I think you said the magic word, or one of them anyway, and that's butter. And that certainly has something to do with it. So with the July 4th weekend here, do people really do it? Do they grill pizza? And can you give us some tips about that?
You know, we recommend that people pick up one of our frozen 9-inch pizzas, or a couple of them actually, in any one of our stores. They're available, and we cook them on a on a Weber. We cook them indirectly. We'll turn on the left and right burner, and we'll put the pizza in the middle. We'll get it at about 400 and go for about a half hour, and the pizza, you know, from frozen comes out fantastic. I mean, fantastic.
Do you put it on the grill, Mark?
I do. Cook it right on the grill. Then, you know, you don't have to heat up the kitchen in it, on a day when it's 95 in Chicago.
So does it taste different in any way compared to if I did heat it up in my oven?
I think it tastes fantastic. Does it taste different in a grill? I don't know. You know, if I cook fish in the grill, or if I cook it in the oven, I really, I'm not somebody who can tell the difference. I like it both places. Depends how I season it. But there's a lot of people who, who just depend on their grill, and they want to cook everything in their grill, and it gives it a little bit of a smoky flavor maybe, or it gives it, just a little different texture. I love that. I love the grill. So,
well, I would assume you're right. I've not had grilled pizza, so I don't know. So 312-981-7200, text or call. Let me know if you've had that, and if what I'm saying, or guessing really is the better word, is correct. I'm thinking that there's got to be sort of that smoky flavor, that grill flavor. I mean, for me, if you give so if I do a taste test and you put some salmon on the grill and then put some salmon in the oven, and prepare it the same way, olive oil, whatever, just the same way, it's still going to, for me anyway, taste different on the grill. Maybe taste better, but maybe that's not the case. So 312-981-7200, if you've ever had grilled pizza. You know, I like making news, and I hope the newsroom is paying attention right now, Mark, because I think we're about to make news, big news, something about a new pizza coming, a white pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some people in the company that grew up out east in the with the Connecticut style, and so I'm not going to tell you a lot of the details. It's still coming up as sort of a limited time offer at Malnati's, but we're going to offer the first ever deep dish white pizza, and it's pretty good. It's really pretty good. And, I'm someone who's, I have trouble changing a lot. I have trouble, I like the tried and true. But this is this has kind of won me over. It's pretty cool.
Now, I've tasted this sort of pizza elsewhere, not necessarily in Chicago. What makes it, so when you say white pizza, for those who don't know, what are we talking about? We're talking about, in part, the type of cheese?
Well, we're talking about, in part that, but we're also, we're using a different sauce. We're using like an Alfredo sauce and a little bit of barbecue and some red onions. And you're going to have to have me send you one, Steve.
I'm fine with that. Now, at all the, will this be available? I mean, you've got, I think, 3 million locations now in the Chicago area. So will this be available everywhere or just at select locations?
No, it's going to be available everywhere.
As of when?
I believe we're going to release it in August or September.
Okay, I hope our newsroom is, forget about whatever's happening with this guy, President Biden, Indra. This is news. This is what I call news. So, more news. National Chicken Wing Day is around the corner. I'm not sure how I was planning to celebrate that very important day, but you're celebrating that day.
Well, we do a pretty big job with chicken wings. And I think, I think chicken wings are a fantastic opening to pizza. And we, we do them with barbecue. We do buffalo. We also have a garlic parmesan and a lemon pepper wing. And, we've got the nice juicy, kind of bigger wings, and they're impressive.
So if you know anyone, and I don't know that you do, who lives on Mars, and they've not been to Chicago, maybe been to Earth, and they fall here, what would you tell them about Malnati's Pizza?
And I guess I'd say, you know, don't try it till you're ready, because once you do, once you do, it's going to be hard to keep out of your regular retinue.
So how do you do that? How do you stay out of the Betty Ford Center or any member of the Malnati family?
I didn't say I stayed out. But, but you know, I'm still good for a couple times a week. You know, I still go at it. I just try to work out hard, and I just don't overdo it. I love pizza. I love pizza.
Well, I do too. I think you can't be a Chicagoan. I don't believe you can enter the city limits if you don't say. I should ask all the mayoral candidates as they come into the studio if they love pizza. If the answer is no, forget about it.
That's right.
Mark Malnati,
I totally agree.
Always good to talk to you. I've got like 30 seconds here. It seems as though you've come at the point now where post-pandemic, of course, you always were able to do okay because people ordered in, but you're pretty much right back where you were a couple of years ago?
Yeah, we are. We've climbed back, and people are out again. People are coming into our restaurants to sit down and have dinner with their families, and it's not all about carry out and delivery anymore, and so that's great. And we're shipping a ton of pizzas around the country. I think we made a whole bunch of new friends during the pandemic when people couldn't visit Chicago. So things are getting back to normal. We have the hiring hasn't been as difficult as it was last year, and so our staff, we've been able to build back up, and that's the key. You have to have a great staff, a staff that really loves what they do, in order to kind of bring that kind of excellence every day, and that's that's what we're looking for. That's what we built our company on, and we want to stay that way.
Well, apparently I'm going to have to go back to the Betty Ford Center. Mark Malnati, thank you so much. It's always good to talk to you.
Appreciate it, Steve.